Beginning around 1909, William Christopher Handy lived in Memphis for about a decade. By then, he'd traveled widely and was pretty well established as a musician and bandleader. There, he quickly became a popular musical celebrity and flourished, launching a company for publishing his own music, due partly to the success of his Memphis blues. Among his favorite venues was the wildest and rowdiest section of the Beale Street District. Now, the original Beale Avenue section of Memphis, Tennessee, arose after the Civil War as a respectable, predominantly black neighborhood of churches, homes, and a grand opera house. By the early 1900s, as Memphis became an important crossroads, it sprouted the notorious Beale Street area. By the time Handy arrived, it was a rough, sleazy, and lawless collection of taverns, splendid dance halls and entertainments, brothels and dives, filled with hustlers, pickpockets, lowlifes, pimps and prostitutes, along with working men spending their pay and rubes out for thrills. And it was that Beale Street scene which seems to have oddly fascinated Mr. Handy. When not working there, he loved to hang out, or jam with other musicians, or just watch the action. In his autobiography, Handy recounts hair-raising, appalling tales of brutality, cruelty, criminality, and mayhem that he fittingly memorialized in his classic Beale Street Blues. W.C. Handy.
I liked the life of Beale Street. It was exciting. So much so that I was 2 years trying to write a number called Beale Street, but I couldn't find words for it. One night, after leaving my office, I passed by Peavy's saloon. Next to it was a barber shop. This barber shop was open, say, about 2 o'clock in the morning. I said, come on, let's go home. He says, I haven't closed up because ain't nobody got killed yet. And I struck myself and said, that's it, Beale Street Blues. And I went home and wrote the words to the Beale Street Blues that night.
Now all the many wonders, wonders of this world have seen. San Francisco, clear down to New Orleans. I've even gambled on the Prado, strolled down through the Argentine. But if Beale Street could talk, if Beale Street could talk, there'd be a lot of married men who'd have to take their beds and walk, except one or two who drink no booze. And the blind man on the corner singing the Beale Street Blues. You see pretty mamas in beautiful gowns, and you see chambermaids in their hand-me-downs. You see honest men and pickpockets skilled. That's where business never closes till someone gets killed. But I'd rather be there than any place I know. Yes, yeah, I'd rather be there than any place I know. This old town may be all right, but Beale Street's paved with gold. That's why I'm going down to that river, down to that river someday. Going bye-bye, down to that river. Going down to that river someday. Going bye-bye, 'cause that river's still wet and old Beale Street has done gone dry.
That is a brilliant interpretation of the Yellow Dog Blues by pianist Paul Lingle from the early 50s. And Clancy Hayes sang Beale Street Blues, first published by Handy in 1917.